Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, as speculation persists in the Stranorner municipal area that Councillor Frank McBurdy may join Fine Gael and contest May's local election for the party, sitting Councillor Martin Harley confirmed he has not ruled out leaving the party and running as an independent. Hundreds of homes and businesses were without power today as strong winds hit the county. A four-man Romanian gang who were caught with items used to commit burglaries have been given 7 days to leave the country at Donegal Town Circuit Court. And the Western Regional Manager of the Court Service, Brendan McDonald, is in Donegal for 2 days with a visit to Cardona promised. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Fine Gael councillor Martin Harley says he has not ruled out leaving the party and running as an independent. It comes as speculation continues to mount that councillor Frank McBurdy may contest May's local election as a Fine Gael candidate. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, councillor Harley confirmed he is aware there have been discussions between senior party officials and councillor McBurdy, but neither he nor his running mate Garvin Connolly have been informed of what is happening. He says if councillor McBurdy is confirmed as a Fine Gael candidate, he will strongly consider his position in the party as he feels he has been disrespected.
As I said at the meeting last night, if it does come to pass, I said we will have a further meeting where I will ask you what you think I should do, and I said I'll leave it in your hands on that, because at the end of the day, they were the people that I'd be wanting to knock on doors with me over the next 7 weeks.
Let me phrase it a different way then. Fine Gael may be negotiating with Frank McBurdy, but they should do so in the knowledge that you may quit the party.
Oh yeah, I mean, I wouldn't rule it out. I talked to headquarters yesterday regarding this. They said, "What? How do you feel?" I said, "Well, I'm not going to make no decision till you decide what you're going to do." But I says, "I want you to know that I wouldn't rule out removing my name from the ticket because of the way I feel you have treated me. You haven't treated me with the respect that I felt I should have been treated with over the last few weeks of you making negotiations behind my back as a sitting councillor. It'd be only courtesy to ring me and say, well, Martin, we're talking to Frank, and this is not against Frank. I mean, that's fair play to Frank. I've worked hard with Frank in a local area capacity. Very reluctantly run as an independent,
yeah,
because I've always been from I was 14 years of age, I was a member of Young Fine Gael and Macrina Ferma Young Fine Gael. So it's been in my blood.
The Taoiseach says there's a general sense among EU leaders that they will grant a further delay to Brexit, but Leo Varadkar's warning they don't want it to be a licence for indecision. The British Prime Minister, Theresa May, is holding talks with Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, hoping to arrive at a plan that will win over MPs. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker says Parliament has until next Friday to come to an agreement.
If the UK is in a position to approve the withdrawal agreement with a viable majority by the 12th of April, then in that case, the European Union would accept an extension to the 22nd of May. The 12th of April is the final date for possible approval.
Power has been restored to most areas in Donegal this evening. At one point, over 1,600 properties in Glenties, Rossgear and Convoy were all affected by power outages. 101 homes and businesses still remain without power. ESB Networks say they are currently working to repair the faults, with power expected to be restored to all areas by 6 o'clock. A four-man Romanian gang who were caught with items used to commit burglaries have been given 7 days to leave the country at Donegal Town Circuit Court. The court heard the gang had details on businesses in Dunloe, Gortahork, Belmullet, County Mayo, Turlochmore, County Galway when their car was stopped at Tully Ar Lahey on the 6th of January. Greg Hughes has more.
Judge John Aylmer jailed 29-year-old Marion Bukar, 27-year-old George Panay, 45-year-old Stefan Serbu and 24-year-old Lulan Vlad with an address at 60 Auburn Drive, Castleknock for a year, backdated to when they went into custody on January 6th. He suspended the balance of the sentence, providing they left the jurisdiction within 7 days and ordered all four to enter into a bond to keep the peace and be of good behaviour for a period of a year. The judge jailed George Penney for 2 months concurrent for driving with no insurance and banned him from driving for 2 years. The court was told that Marion Bukar was serving another sentence arising out of the matter before the court. His release date was September 18th, and the judge ordered that he leave the country 7 days after that date. In passing sentence, Judge John Aylmer said it was excellent police work that detected the defendants. They were ready to commit a very professional burglary, and the list of four commercial premises made it plain what this criminal gang was about.
The Western Regional Manager of the Court Service, Brendan MacDonald, is in Donegal for 2 days with a visit to Carndonagh promised. Mr MacDonald will be assessing the situation at Carndonagh Courthouse, which is closed pending necessary repairs, as well as the suitability of Colgan Hall as a potential interim venue. He's promised to meet with Councillor Albert Doherty after his visit, and Councillor Doherty says the priority must be returning court services to Carndonagh as quickly as possible.
Priority for us is to have district courts services returned to the Carndonagh Courthouse as a matter of priority. March sittings were held in Buncrana. It is most likely that April sittings may follow. There has been a commitment and a previous visit to the Colgan Hall to check suitability. So I'm glad now that Mr. MacDonald will also be there, and he's indicated he will come back to me, and I hope that this whole area of refurbishment and repair can be completed by the powers that be at the earliest possible opportunity.
He's meeting with local solicitors and others involved in the legal system. With that in mind, you're hoping that they too will be pressing for a return to Carndonagh, initially to Colgan Hall, but ultimately and as swiftly as possible to the courthouse itself.
Be very fair, all of the legal services locally have stated and confirmed their wishes that services are restored to Carndonagh at the earliest possible date. So I am quite confident that they will drive home that message of the strategic location that Carndonagh is for the centre and the north of Inishowen, and that they will push for the return of services here at the earliest possible date.
The Health Minister is insisting he wasn't told about concerns in offering free repeat smear tests to women. It's emerged senior clinicians warned it was a bad decision and would lead to massive delays in the tests being processed. Some women are now waiting as long as 33 weeks for their results. Simon Harris has insisted he wasn't given advice about delays. Sinn Féin's health spokesperson Louise O'Reilly says we need to get to the bottom of what happened.
It is important that we establish exactly what the minister knew, because if we are to have confidence in this system and have confidence that the system will be fit for purpose for the future, we need to know that the buck stops with the minister, and we need to know that the man in charge listens to the advice when it is given to him and doesn't act contrary to that advice when it is given to him.
And speaking in the Dáil, Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin says it was a panicked, bad decision.
Because you panicked. The whole decision reeked of incompetence, of panic, and had no public health criteria to justify it, and no advice from anybody to justify it. It was a wrong decision. Sometimes it's better off to upfront admit that and be honest with the House when people ask very basic questions.
Meanwhile, the government has once again failed to clarify its position in relation to funding the refurbishment and extension of Donegal's three community hospitals. In a cross-party representation in the Dáil yesterday, Donegal deputies Pat the Cope Gallagher, Pearse Doherty and Charlie McConlogue pressed Minister Finian McGrath for a commitment that work at the hospitals would commence as soon as possible. The minister, however, said that once the HSE has finalised its capital plan for 2019, the projects allowed for the progress this year will then be determined. Deputies Gallagher and Doherty told Minister McGrath that the communities of Stranorder, Remelton and Lifford have waited long enough.
We're looking for a very clear, unambiguous statement that money would be provided for the design team to be appointed as quickly as possible.
Deputy Doherty.
For 3 years, the people have been taken to the street in Remelton and St Joseph's and Stranorder and in Lifford, and for 3 years they haven't got a bean from this government in terms of commitment. So the question is when is this project going to be signed off on, and will there be a commitment in that the design team can be allocated?
Minister McGrath also reiterated the government's stance that the potential of developing a new facility for Lifford Community Hospital on a greenfield site will not be reviewed until after 2021, to which Deputy McConlogue told the minister that an urgent review of that decision is needed.
Can I ask you here today, Minister, to go back to Minister Daly and Minister Harris and the HSE and start identifying a new site now in Lifford, so that the work can commence and planning can commence to ensure that there's a community hospital in the Lifford area and long-term beds to serve that community as those in St Joseph's and in Remelton into the future.
Gardaí have committed to improving the community text alert system in the Twin Towns. A campaign is to begin shortly with a view towards including part of the Stranorler and Ballybofey areas which are not yet covered by text alert, while efforts are to be made to better communication with text alert groups. An information meeting is due to be held in Castlefin in the coming weeks, where members will be further updated on progress. Councillor Patrick McGowan says it's imperative that the system be improved upon owing to the recent space of burglaries in the area.
The problem is in Ballybofey that the area covers all the way from Glenfinn right down to St Johnson. They are stretched. The other guard stations have one, two, maybe three guards on duty, and the whole place is stretched. We also ask for their support and lobbying for CCTV and another of other initiatives. But the meeting was very good. It was very, very positive. We have resorted now to try and up our campaign to get more and more people to join, because there are areas that are not within the town and within the Fin Valley that are not signed up to CCTV. So these are sort of areas that we can't watch. And as I say, after these bit of burglaries all around the Christmas time and right up until recently, like, people are extremely worried. And as we know, in the last couple of days, one house owner woke up to find a man standing looking at him in his kitchen. So, you know, this is stuff and this really has to be stopped.
And the more people who sign up to the scheme, the more effective it will be.
Yeah, we don't want to leave a street or a road where there's not a set of eyes that are monitoring suspicious activity. And then they ring the Garda number in Letterkenny, and they will check out that vehicle or the activity. And then if they are suspicious, they will send a text alert out to everybody, which means within a few minutes, everybody in that entire area is looking out the window, looking up and down, checking on their elderly neighbours. And this is a massive resource.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with the latest arrivals of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's 14 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with some good news on the sporting front this evening. College de Alley have been crowned FAI Schools Minor B Girls Under 15 National Cup winners. The Letterkenny College beat Ramsgrange Community School from New Ross Wexford 2-1 in the final play this afternoon in Drogheda. The Alley girls had to come from behind 10 minutes into the game to take the title. Evian O'Connell levelled the match at 1-1 in the first half, while Erin Doherty fired home the winner. The side is managed by teacher and Fin Harps player Keith Cowan. It's been a good year so far for College Alley on the sporting front. There were also All-Ireland Under-16 basketball winners in January, and the girls' Gaelic footballers won the Under-20 Ulster title. In soccer, cross-channel, Sergio Aguero is missing from Manchester City's panel tonight as they look to return to the top of the Premier League. The Argentinian striker is out with a hamstring injury for the visit of Cardiff to the Etihad Stadium. It's the start of a hectic week for City, with an FA Cup semi-final on Sunday and a Champions League quarter-final to come. But Pep Guardiola insists tonight is as much a cup final as any other game to come.
Of course we are there, the reality is there, but I said to even today to players, forget about it, that there would be a big mistake from my experience when thinking that in 1 week, in 3 days, we can lose all three titles. So I know in your head, so, oh, still we can win all the titles, but the best is Cardiff.
It's the opening night for Tottenham's new £1 billion stadium, with Crystal Palace having the honour of being the first visitors. Manager Mauricio Pochettino knows it's going to be an emotional night.
You cannot stop that atmosphere and that feeling that everyone that is going to come here is ready for a party, you know. In the same time, it's so dangerous. We need to deal with that excitement.
Spurs manager Mauricio Pochettino. Well, they could slip out of the top four tonight if they lose on their big night at their new stadium. And if Chelsea beat Brighton, Callum Hudson-Odoi is set to make a first ever Premier League start for Chelsea in this evening's games. After a dramatic derby won over Rangers, Celtic returned to Scottish Premiership action with a trip to St Mirren this evening. Sunday's victory at Parkhead took the champions 13 points clear at the top of the table. Midfielder Callum McGregor says they're determined not to let their healthy advantage slip.
The focus is there, the performance levels are there, and obviously the results we've been getting have been excellent. So, you know, I think for us it's now within touching distance. It's to make sure that we, you know, continue to work hard and prepare properly for the games in order to get over the line.
Well, their nearest challengers, Rangers, aim to bounce back from that Old Firm defeat when they take on Hearts at Ibrox. Third place Kilmarnock are at Hibernian, while Aberdeen host Motherwell. Livingston play Hamilton, and St Johnstone go up against Dundee. Two Donegal players have been called up to the Ireland amateur squad for a trial game on Saturday week, the 13th of April. Coghill Celtic player Peter Doherty and Buncrana Hearts' Kevin McDade have been invited to join up with Gerry Davis' side. The trial match has been used to finalise a squad for the Jersey tournament in May. Just one Ulster Senior League game that's set to take place tonight. That's at the Dry Arch Park in Bunnygee, as Bunnygee United host Derry City Reserves. Kicks off at 7:45. The Fannage United Fun Harps Reserves game that has been called off due to the weather. And the Fun Harps match night arrangements have been confirmed by the club for the League of Ireland Premier Division North West Derby against Derry City in Ballybuffet this coming Friday. Supporters are reminded that kick-off at Finn Park is at the earlier than normal time of 7:45, and supporters are asked to arrive early to avoid congestion. While tickets will be available on the night, supporters are strongly advised to buy tickets in advance from outlets across the North West, and that list of outlets is available in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com. Now to horse racing. The first of the horses are arriving ahead of the Grand National meeting, which gets underway tomorrow, Thursday, at Aintree. Mike Vince has the latest from the track.
The final preparations being made under overcast and drizzly skies. We've had a few showers around today and the ground on the Grand National course good to soft, but no late news of any problems with the expected field of 40 that will be confirmed tomorrow for the world's greatest steeplechase here on Saturday. Now the question is the final pieces of the jockey's jigsaw, especially for Willie Mullins' quartet, needs to be sorted. Mike Vince, Aintree.
In Gaelic games, Kevin Cassidy has been named among the nominees for the Club Footballer of the Year awards. The Gaedhur full forward is joined on the shortlist by Corrifan duo Gary Sice and Kieran Malloy. The winner will be announced on Saturday night at Croke Park. And along with Cassidy, Oran McNeillis and Oran McFadden Ferry are also representing Gaedhur on the Team of the Year. One game tonight in the Ulster Under 16 Buncrana Cup. Derry are making the trip to Belfast to the Woodlawn's 4G pitch to take on Antrim. That was due to throw in at around a quarter past eight this evening. On the rugby front, Darren Cave says he has lived his dream by playing for Ulster. The former Ireland centre is to retire at the end of the current season. Cave made his Ulster debut in 2007 and has made 225 appearances for them since. Ulster and Ireland captain Rory Best has called the 31-year-old a brilliant ambassador for the province. And finally in snooker, Ken Doherty has suffered a second round exit at the China Open. The former world champion was comfortably beaten 6-1 by Ricky Walden earlier today. Northern Ireland's Jared Green has been beaten as well. He lost out in a closer tie 6-3 to Jack Lowski. That's it from the sports desk. For the moment here in Highland, as always on a Wednesday, tune in later on this evening. We'll have our GA programme with Tom Comack. Throws on at 8:30, and I'll be back with our next bulletin tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Oisín. And finally in news, the Minister for Finance says deferring reform of the local property tax will save some homeowners over €300 a year. Pascal Donoghue is halting changes to the LPT until it's considered by the Dáil's Budgetary Oversight Committee and debated by TDs. He's denied it's to protect Fine Gael election candidates from a backlash on the doorsteps. The valuation date has been moved from November the 1st this year until November the 1st, 2020, meaning no change to the rates people pay until 2021. Minister Donoghue says rising house prices would have led to significant increases this year.
This would then mean 27% of residential property owners would see an increase of between €100 and €200. 28% would experience increases between €200 and €300. And just under one in three would see an increase higher than €300.
partly cloudy for the rest of the day with outbreaks of rain. The rain will be heavy in places with sleet on higher ground, cool and blustery in strong and gusty northwest winds, and lowest temperatures tonight of 1 to 3 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Fine Gael councillor Martin Hardy says he has not ruled out leaving the party and running as an independent. It comes as speculation continues to mount that councillor Frank McBurtie may contest May's local election as a Fine Gael candidate. A four-man Romanian gang who were caught with items used to commit burglaries have been given 7 days to leave the country at Donegal Town Circuit Court. The court heard the gang had details on businesses in Dunloe, Gortahorg, Belmullet, County Mayo, Turlochmore, County Galway, when their car was stopped at Tully Air Lahey on the 6th of January. Fire has been restored to most areas in Donegal this evening. At one point, over 1,600 properties in Glenties, Rossgear and Convoy were affected by power outages today. And the government has once again failed to clarify its position in relation to funding the refurbishment and extension of Donegal's three community hospitals. In a cross-party representation in the Dáil yesterday, Donegal deputies Pat the Cope Gallagher, Pearse Doherty and Charlie McConlogh pressed Minister Finnie McGrath for a commitment that work at the hospitals would commence as soon as possible. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 3rd of April. The death has taken place of Philomena Langan, née Culhane, 17, New Street, Claddy, and formerly of Kilmallock, County Limerick. Her remains will repose at her home from 6:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church, Donnyloop at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Susan Coyle, née Carlin, 14, Oakland Drive, Castledurg. Susan's remains will repose at the home of her daughter and son-in-law, Sinead and Stephen Moss, 45, Lisnacloon Road, Castledurg, from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday afternoon at 1:20 for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church, Castledurg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place in England of Geoffrey Brown, formerly of St. Eunan's Terrace, Raphoe. His remains will repose at his mother's residence, Cavan Hill, Lifford, tomorrow evening from 5 o'clock. Funeral from there on Friday afternoon at 1:30 for service in Ballindrate Presbyterian Church at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Gibson Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of William George Neely, Carrick, Trenta. His remains are reposing at Trenta Presbyterian Church. Viewing today and tomorrow evening from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the church. Service on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Tony Tintin Monaghan, Shepherd's Bush, London, and formerly of Strabane. His remains will repose at his parents' home at 7 Drumrada, Strabane, from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Mary Carlin, née Frayne, 22, Millbrook Gardens, Castledurg. Mary's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Castledurg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Michael McDaniel, Jock. His remains are reposing at his brother Duncan McDaniel, Jock's residence at Carraray Road, Carndonagh. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers only pleased donations in lieu of desired to the Foyle Hospice care of any family member or Pat Kelly funeral director. No mass cards, please. The death has taken place of Margaret Ellen Nelly Drain, formerly of 150 Ard O'Donnell, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her daughter Mrs. Mary Gurley Gallagher's residence, 22 Muckish Avenue, Letterkenny. Removal from there this evening at 10 past 6 to St. Eunan's Cathedral for 6:30, reposing overnight. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 10 in the cathedral, with burial afterwards in the family plot in Conwell Cemetery. Family Flowers only please donations in lieu of desired to Archview Lodge Nursing Home Comfort Fund, care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Owen Gallagher, Sicily, Meanmore, Dunlow. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Rosary tonight at 9. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St. Columbus Church Acres, with interment afterwards in Belcritch Cemetery. House private, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family Flowers only please donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Sean Midlin, funeral director.